Welcome to the MetPro Method Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and today I'm joined by MetPro client Abigail Derby, and we're going to be hearing about Abigail's journey. Abigail, thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for doing this. So do you go by Abigail or Abby?
Either's fine, but pretty much everyone shortens it to Abby.
Do they?
Yeah.
Some people have
I tried for a period of time to go by Abigail and it didn't work.
Abigail is my daughter's middle name. So it was almost her first name. I tried about a million different combinations, finally landed on the middle name.
Yeah.
And you spell it the right way.
Yep. Traditional.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to find MetPro.
Okay. So I am 33, born and raised in Pittsburgh, still living here. Very close with my family. I work as an operating room nurse, which through a coworker is how I got connected to MetPro. A good friend and coworker of mine had used the program and the one-on-one coaching, and I could see her transformation myself as her friend and was like, "What are you doing?" Asked her some stuff about it, and I started using the app originally just to get acquainted and see how I liked the program, and then ended up utilizing the one-on-one coaching a little bit down the road.
Yeah, that's what a fun kind of transition. I'm curious, what made you decide to switch from the app to coaching?
A couple different things. I was offered a promotion to someone from MetPro had reached out to me if I wanted to try the coaching 1 month free for, I think it was three or four months overall was the agreement. The first month would be free. And I had been wavering back and forth between it anyways, but I really thought to maybe have a better understanding of the program, the things that I don't know and the things that I don't know that I don't know.
Sure.
The accountability and that like quick, easy, accessible resource to really get the best results in the quickest way, I was really interested in trying out. So when that opportunity presented itself, I just felt, okay, yeah, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to try it.
This is my sign.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this is the universe telling me like, yeah, you did it.
That's awesome. So what has it been like working with a coach? Was it what you expected?
I would say overall, it is what I expected. I think when other people hear me talk about utilizing a coach, I think their expectations are much different than what it is. I think that they think somebody's like telling me I can't eat this, I can't do this, don't do this. And that's not what it's like at all. It's a very positive and encouraging environment. And for me, working with the coach has been great. One, for the accountability, but not because they're going to ridicule me if I get off track, but they're helping me navigate the holidays, the family events, the just difficult seasons or work schedule, kids schedule, whatever it might be that hinders you from being able to follow a meal plan or a workout schedule or whatever it might be. Those things, the point of having the coach is to really help you figure out how to work with your personalized life to meet your goals and stay healthy. And they give you tricks and tools to be able to do that. So it's been a very positive experience. I feel like I've learned a lot about myself and things that I can use regularly to stay on track with my goals.
That's wonderful. So has there been anything you've noticed that you have struggled with while doing MetPro?
I would say I have always been the kind of person who like wants a bowl of ice cream after dinner or a glass of chocolate milk. Even a square of chocolate would help me out. So I think the hardest part is for me was like fighting off those cravings. And I know people say, if you don't eat the sugar, you won't crave it. They never totally go away. Okay. You're not going to kick your sugar craving totally, or just enjoying sweet treats or a Starbucks latte at Christmas. But there is a way that you can enjoy them once in a while and not let it throw off your day or your week or your whole meal plan just because you indulged one evening or whatever that might be. So I would say that's just always a consistent struggle for me. I'll have it fixated in my mind, like, I want ice cream. I have it, I'll want it. Just taking control of that. And obviously with the program, those kinds of things are very limited, but nothing's ever totally eliminated. You get used to letting that be like a one moment once in a while, and the rest of the time being on track and you're good to go.
Yeah. It's easier said than done, taking that moment right. and enjoying it and getting back on track. I am a fellow carb lover, and ice cream is the best.
I mean, it should be its own food group.
I know, right? It's just not a healthy one. Yeah. So has there been anything that surprised you about MetPro? You thought it was going to be one thing and it ended up being something else.
I don't think so. I feel like I had a decent understanding. Again, having a pretty close friend who had done the program, I feel like I had a good idea of what I was getting into. I will say, though, I had used many other apps, programs, I'm going to count calories, I'm going to this, that, whatever types of eating in the past. And though some of those things had worked for me in the past, I got to a place where they weren't working for me now, where at my age, my lifestyle, whatever it was, just weren't working the same. So this was something I had never done before. So obviously there's always an adjustment when you're doing something new that you are not familiar with or have not done before, and you don't know how your body's going to respond. I think when this is a specific example of something that surprised me, but after a cut cycle, when we would go back into a build, every time I'd be so nervous that I was going to gain back everything I had just lost, all that work. And I'm thinking, I'm going to gain it right back. And I was amazed every time that was not the case, and that those cycles were really needed to keep my metabolism going and to keep getting me to my end goal. And that it's not just staying in like the cut phase that's going to get you the end result that you want. So that was something I really hadn't tried before. And I was very like every time very cautious. I don't know. I just don't see how adding back in all these carbs is going to work out, but I saw that it did work out. So, that was the most surprising part for me.
Yeah. Said it's very counterintuitive than what the rest of diet culture tells us. And it's not crazy that you would think that you would be a little unsure about doing that. So I'm so glad that you saw that work and you feel good about it. Presumably you're more confident about it these days.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Now I'm like, oh yeah, bring it on. Great. I'm happy.
It's time to celebrate.
It's going to be okay.
What about using the program like when you're out and about, maybe at work or if you go on a trip? Is there anything that you've had to do differently in those places?
Yes. So the majority of the last year I was traveling regularly for work. So I would make about a 3-hour drive to the hospital I was working at, work 3 days, drive home. So I was spending half the week there, half the week here. So I had a very diligent meal plan for when I went to work. I meal prepped every single meal, every snack. I took everything with me, back up my cooler every week, and tried my best to adhere to only what I took. So that was a large investment of my time. But then again, the 3 days I'm working, it was mindless. Packed up the same thing, ate it, all was good to go. So definitely workarounds with traveling and things like that. Also, I said I was a nurse, so I think most people can understand in healthcare and probably a lot of industries, you're not always guaranteed your break might not be the length you want it to be. And with MetPro and the coaching, you're trying to fit in morning snack and afternoon snack. I work a 12-hour shift. I'm trying to fit in 3-4 meals while I'm at work, and I get one break if I'm lucky. So definitely coming up with like quick grab and go ideas. Again, in the OR, I can't really take my snack with me to where I'm working. So definitely struggled at times getting in the snacks primarily. Bars had to work, and sometimes maybe it wasn't exact fit for the phase I was on, but it was the best we could do. You have to adjust for what people's lifestyle is. And so working with the coach enabled me that, like, that possibility and that capability to be able to come up with those ideas to still get food in at equal intervals. And then probably one of the hardest things also, staying hydrated. You're like, I'm hungry and I'm tired and my muscles are sore because I've been on my workout plan, but now I'm at work and I can't have water with me in the operating room. And I'm lucky if I get a break, and then I can't go to the, I don't even have time to run to the bathroom. So you're like, fought with dehydration, not to make it sound extreme. Definitely fighting to get fluids in as well on the days that I work, those long days. And you don't have to work in healthcare to have long days and have trouble with these types of things. Yeah, coming up with creative ways to try to fit that in and trying to make sure that you're aware and doing something to be accountable for knowing even how much fluid you should be getting in a day. And if you're, the more you're aware of it, the more likely you are to try to just take little steps to try to get it in throughout the day or whatever it might be that you need to adjust. Again, you don't know what you don't know, but once you're aware of it and you're like, oh yeah, those days that I'm off and I'm more hydrated, I feel like I recover better. I feel like I sleep better. It all plays a part in a bigger picture.
So true. Oh, wow. Yeah. You're saying all the things. It's always interesting to me because I feel like, you know, as a society, we're a spectrum of people who are willing to try new things versus some of us can get stuck in our ruts and like we want to do things the same as we've always done them. We want to change, but we don't want to change the. And it does. Again, I feel like diet culture doesn't necessarily support some of these things. It doesn't make it any easier whenever you don't hear people explaining that water does impact everything you do. Like every single part of your body is affected by water. We all know we're made of water, but we don't see the impacts in the same way. Or to your point, whenever you want to do the things, but you're not able to do them freely due to your very hectic work schedule. I'm really curious if there's any like hacks that you can share that you and your coach came up with for navigating the OR room. I've heard some over the years from like different people who we've had working in OR. Some as extreme as like having a smoothie and they would like literally hold up their hands, go and have drinks and then come back. And
that's wild.
Yeah.
I just definitely made it a habit that now depending on how long a surgical case might be going on, but places I was working, I was doing multiple cases throughout the day. So I made it a habit of mine that after every case, I would drink like probably 12, if I was lucky, a 16, like a 12 ounce cup of water and use the restroom. I just made it a habit. As soon as the case is done, I know I'm going to get my water and I know I'm going to just stop at the restroom. And then when I'm on my breaks, if my lunch break, at least normally that would be all I had, I'll do my best to do that. I also made it a habit in the morning to drink at least 16 ounces of water before on like my drive-in. So before I even clock in or start my day, that is something that I felt like I had more control over that time. Like when I get up, I'm going to get in that water to start the day. And even finding out I like my morning cup of coffee, that drinking that water more day, I feel like that helped me get going too, honestly, and wake me up. And by the time I got to work, I'm ready. I'm caffeinated and I'm hydrated and ready to go.
I'm also curious about your workouts and how you were able to structure those with being on the road 3 days a week. That seems very difficult to do. I'm thinking about my schedule. I'm like, ooh, how would I do that? If you don't mind sharing, I'd be curious.
Yeah, I don't mind sharing at all. So my 3 days that I worked out of town would be they were pretty much consistently Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay. So sometimes I would drive Wednesday morning before my first shift. Sometimes I would drive up Tuesday night. So the 4 days that I was off and I was home, I pretty consistently would get a workout in each one of those days. If I was in a higher phase and I was doing heavier weightlifting, I maybe would need a rest day. Lower phases where I was doing more endurance, I didn't normally need like a full rest day because I knew I'd get them when I was traveling for work. For work, since sometimes I would drive up Wednesday and then that'd be a 3 hour drive and then work 12 hours, I never made myself work out that day. The middle day would be the day that I would try to at least get in 30 minutes of a workout. So I have a small at home gym. I have a Peloton, which I love, and some free weights, but nothing too extensive. So I was getting to a place where I wanted heavier weights to be able to get to different body goals and strength training things that I wanted to be able to do. So they opened a Planet Fitness close to my house, and there happened to be one very close to where I was working, and they're all over the place. So I was like, you know what, for it's pretty low price, I think I'm going to join there. So I would do my workouts. At times I would work out in hotel gyms. At first I did that. And then when I joined Planet Fitness, I would use that membership because they're everywhere. So when I traveled, I could pretty easily find one most places. And yeah, so my goal would be to do out of the 3 days I worked, I would do one workout that was only 30 minutes. But you know how it is. Once you get going, you're like, oh, I could do longer. So it normally ended up resulting in longer than 30 minutes. But the days that I drove or that drove and work, no. That was all the day was getting out of
me. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. 3 hours plus work is a lot of, that's a lot of driving. Yeah.
But it still amounted to 5 workouts a week. So I was, overall, that was my goal, was to stay consistent with 5 workouts a week, 5 days of that had workouts in them a week. So I was still able to meet that goal. So I was happy with that.
As you should be. Very nice. Very nicely done. What about your friends and family? Are they supportive of MetPro? Do they like change their habits at all?
That would be nice, but no. All right. So there's, like anything, you're going to have people who understand or gung-ho, totally supportive of what you're doing. And then you're going to have people who don't even know what a macro is, don't understand why you're doing it, think that you're starving yourself, and you're like, you got it all wrong. And they don't get it. They don't care. They're like, why aren't you eating? But the one side of the supportive people who are interested, more questions there. They want to know, what are you eating? They want to understand the phases of eating. What kind of workouts are you doing? Weight. I got a lot of, what weight are you trying to get to? And it's not really all about the weight loss for me. It's just about my overall health and well-being and trying to cut back on the processed foods that you're just bombarded with in America, and eating whole and clean, and being able to teach those things to my son. And him understanding the importance of that and how all these things really tie together and everything you do in life. And then the people, unfortunately, the people who don't understand, you can try to explain, you could, but a lot of times they're going to still at the end of the day, maybe see it the way that they see it. And that might not be how it actually is. So you might have to accept that. There's definitely times where I chose not to maybe attend a family event where it was going to be centered around a meal, and I didn't want to feel ridiculed for choosing to eat something different when there wasn't that opportunity for understanding to be had for where I was coming from, when I knew my goals were healthy choices. Not, I wasn't trying some fad diet. I wasn't starving myself. I hardly think that at any point it looked like I was underfed. People, I think that there's always also some people who like struggle to be happy for you reaching your goal because they've struggled to reach a goal that they have for themselves that they can't seem to meet. So then when they see you on that path meeting your goals, they're like, that feel a certain type of way that they, that when they're struggling themselves to get there. So I feel like I, in different circles, saw it all. Little bit of everything, but at the end of the day, you just have to know why you chose to do. You have to be confident in your choice and confident in knowing that what you're doing is for your own health, and you're the only person who's really in charge of that. So don't let the naysayers change your mind.
That's so true. So true. Said. So let's see. What have we missed? What do you want to make sure that people listening know about your journey that we haven't touched on?
Okay. I was thinking about this. I was like, okay, anything that I know I need to share. So when I started with MedPro, I was in like a very transitional place in life. Like my career was changing. I had recently got out of a 10-year relationship. I was potentially going to be moving, all these things. But I still found a way to make this work for me and my schedule. And a large part of that was working with the coach. So what I say to people is, don't wait for a certain time in life to make your health and your wellness a priority, because life is always going to have crap coming at you. Like when one thing ends, another thing's going to come, and there's going to be like highs and lows. But that's the whole point, is being able to navigate and fit in a healthy lifestyle into the life you have. So don't be afraid to jump in and try it, and don't put it off, because your health is important. And when I think of the habits I came to have as an adult from how I was raised, I think, what habits am I going to teach my son to have when he grows up? Is he going to think it's important to take care of himself, to work out? And as a nurse, I see so many patients who just truly do not take care of themselves. People with uncontrolled diabetes, cardiovascular disease. You'd be amazed at the amount of people who are uncomfortable lying flat because of their habitus. It's childhood obesity is like beyond frightening to me. All these things, and I see these patients end up with amputations and all these very complex conditions and ailments and things that it leads to, and what they go through, what their families go through, supporting them, their caretakers. And that's all a big part of the reason why I have made my health, my lifestyle the way it is, because you have one body and it's up to you what you put into it. It's up to you how you move it. And I think it's very easy to take for granted the privilege of having clean water, healthy food accessible to us, and being able to move your body, when I think of people who don't have those things and how so easily accessible they are to me. Why would I not take advantage of that so that I can show up as my whole self? I'm all about the holistic, like mind, body, soul, and one feeds into the other. So if you're not taking care of your body, the other things are going to catch up and not be full either. So to me, it's a whole big picture. And I want people to know it's not just losing the weight. There's so much more to it. And so if you really dig deep as to why you're invested, you will succeed, because your why matters.
Yes. Yes. Oh, Abigail, tell them again. So true. All of that. Thank you for your time today. If there's anything that people might have questions about, do you happen to be on social media somewhere that you feel comfortable sharing with people?
Yeah. Yeah. I am on Facebook or Instagram. Either would be fine. On Facebook, it's just Abigail Derby, like Kentucky Derby, D-E-R-B-Y. That's easy to remember it. And on Instagram, my name is Abby Hanny, A-B-E-Y-H-A-N-Y. So yeah, can inbox me or post. It'll come to my review if you try to post on my Facebook, but I'd be happy to answer anyone's questions about anything at all.
Wonderful. Thank you again. Listeners, that's all for this week. You can find all the MetPro Method episodes anywhere you get podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Please be sure to follow the show and rate and review. That lets other people know what they can expect. You can also learn more about MetPro Co. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and I will be back next week. Until then, remember, consistency is key.
We'll be right back.